All right, Sue, if you could open the door and we'll invite the public back into the room. Make sure we're looking warm and inviting. All right.
The throngs of public are back.
That's right. When the time is approximately 3:56, we are now back in open session. The public has been invited back into the room. The meetings show the executive section was done at 3:55. I don't believe we have any motions to do, but Sue, you had a question that you wanted to put out, and then
it's actually you had asked if I can have this done on Thursday.
Yes.
And you're talking Thursday after Christmas.
Correct.
Okay.
Not as in tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Well, I was hoping the Thursday of the next week. We plan on going to my parents for Christmas and coming home on Thursday. Is it possible that I could have until Friday rather than Thursday to get this completed? I wouldn't do it. My mother-in-law yesterday was diagnosed with cancer of the spine.
So you need to get this done.
You
do what you have to do to get it done as soon as you can. If it turns out, we don't want to rush the product, but I think you've heard Commissioner Christman's, and I think they're all of ours, to keep moving the ball forward. It is Christmas, I get that.
Okay.
But just get us what you can. And
I can attend by phone or something.
I think.
It's later in the afternoon.
I guess I'll caveat it this way. Today is Wednesday. Are you here Thursday and Friday? I can't think of a bigger priority for you than what we just did.
Believe me.
And so maybe this can be done by this Friday at 4:00. I mean, if you get it, we've talked that it's probably not that long. You get it roughed up, and our legal counsel will review it. I think that you just, I hear what you're saying, but just do what you can to get it done as soon as you can. That sound reasonable?
I think. You weren't talking about a meeting next week anyways.
No, I was just talking about you get this paperwork done, so then get it to all three of us immediately at the same time, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do with that, whether we're going to have a vote or whether we're going to have another one of these. But I think I suspect by January 15th, I can't see this not being a vote. I mean, this is open to the public. The question for just protocol, Commissioner Christman has the right to bring forth whatever motion he wants.
That's right.
And certainly if you have a viewpoint that the other two don't share, you don't have to bring forth any motion.
Right.
I mean, that's the obvious, but
we each have the right to bring forth any motion.
Yeah, so it may turn out that if the portfolio holder doesn't, I mean, if there's a dissent the other way, it'll be incumbent upon one of us to put that motion forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would just, how tight, do you guys have 5 more minutes, 10? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I do want to step back a minute about, what if Brian Kalk says, I want to go after Mitchell for operating without a license? What do I have to do?
You just have to tell staff that you want us to file a formal complaint, and we will work on the paperwork.
Okay, let me ask you the flip side of this. When I have Patrick Fawn, holy cow, look at the clock go now. I guess the meeting is done.
How time flies.
Why is the protocol different for grain elevators than other areas? For areas, and I'll go back to my favorite, call before you dig, Pat gets his own staff look at things, and he'll decide whether he wants to file something or not. And I may do it on my own, but staff really does their recommendation. So you're telling me you don't think this is appropriate. That's why you've not recommended this.
I'm not saying I don't think it's appropriate.
Otherwise, you should have filed it.
I'm saying that I handle this the same way that we have been
handling.
I have no problem with change.
Have we ever gone after anybody?
Not that I'm aware of. We've gone back repeat offenders, if you will, but I'm not aware that we've ever filed a complaint against someone the very first time.
Okay, so, and what would be the penalties that are at play?
Up to $5,000.
Now, did that change to $25,000 with our change in the call?
I thought that was a general change
of PSC authority.
No, PSC authority related to that program only.
Okay, so it's $5,000.
It's $5,000, yes.
So that's what a commission's never gone after because it's not worth it.
Probably.
And would I be right in saying that the other reason might be, you know, you'd kind of establish a precedent then, and there might be farmers out there that say, you know, I'll buy that half a load of wheat that you have from you so I can mix it in with mine, and then I got a full load and I can take it 100 miles and sell it. And they weren't ever really intending to be a grain buyer. They're just two guys trying to make a full load, and then we end up busting somebody. That's why I assumed we didn't.
There's actually an exception that if you're buying grain to fill a load or something like that, then you're exempt from even needing a license. Oh, okay. So it takes a little bit more than that, too.
Should we be going after an increase in fines for people that operate without a license? I mean, $5,000 for operating without a license, that's ridiculous.
We could.
I don't know what, I mean, it's
something we can look at.
It's if we're really going to do this, that we don't have the tools to do it. You're not going to get anybody's attention that the worst they can get is a $5,000 fine, and they've opened up hundreds of thousands of dollars of liability, and what's their repercussion?
And, well, and in this case, I mean, they're kaput, right? So there's no money to go after for them.
And Commissioner Christman and I had a conversation about if it's possible to find somebody and take that fine money and put that money as part of the trust fund, except the fine says it goes into the general funds.
It's not possible.
And so you could end up taking money out of the coffers of the farmers or people that are owed if you, depending on the circumstance of a complaint.
Okay. But the protocol, though, is that there'd be a same thing. We'd issue a notice and there'd be a hearing and people come and say their piece and we'd make a decision. And
we've done it. We've just done it on a second or third or fourth offense. The policy that I was told was not the first offense because you're trying to get compliance, kind of like you said in Highland, trying to get compliance. But if you...
I have an executive session comment that I'd like to put out now, but I can't because it's... Let me just throw this out in the general nature that as we move forward with these other potential things, maybe this comes into place somewhere. Maybe it does. So, okay. All right. I don't have anything else. I would... Sue, anything? Milana?
No.
Commissioner?
Thanks again, Randy, for all your work.
Thanks, everybody, for your time. You know, it seems like usually as you work on these various things we do here, they become more clear. For some reason, this one seems to become more muddy as you dig deeper. So.
All right. We'll go ahead and close the special meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Esther.